pilgrims have warts. That's the theme here. And I certainly have. I got distracted, like any pilgrim. I got severely distracted last night. I hear. Why should you be listening to the sound of running water? That would be a bit too much. Getting to be too much of a daily habit. Yeah, I got distracted last night. This is the confessional part of the audio boo. And I stayed out embarrassingly late and stupidly late. And, you know, I am not going to do it tonight late. And I'm not going to do it tomorrow night either late. But there was one amusing moment very late last night when a complete stranger turned to me and said, you know, we thought you were a priest. Yeah, she was wondering who I was and what I was doing, as I suppose most people are wondering about each other here in a way, and most people repress their curiosity and don't go over and say, by the way, who are you, which pilgrimage do you belong to, and, you know, what kind of a spiritual journey are you on? But somehow or other there had been drink taken, and she said to me, yeah, we thought you were a priest. And I cracked up, completely cracked up. But here I am walking around with a camera, Canon, in case you're interested, D550, which I barely know how to use. And I've taken increasingly to giving to other people to use. Walking around with an iPhone, walking around with earbuds, walking around the beret, walking around with my 86-year-old mother and my brother, who is not 86, and you know, just having my own little pilgrimage. And am I a priest? It's the second time somebody has said something like that to me in Lourdes. 2 years ago I came, and at a very late hour of the evening, not at half as late as last night, a man said to me in a bar, are you a reporter from a newspaper? He actually thought I was a reporter from a newspaper and that I was there to spy on the bishop. To spy on the bishop, yeah. I was there to spill the beans on what a bishop does in Lourdes. And that's what he thought. And it wasn't just he who had thought it. That was because I was blogging. I was carrying around or sitting in the hotel with a laptop and spent quite a bit of time on that occasion writing out, typing up comments that I had written in my notebook during the day. There's a massive long blog post to do with Lourdes somewhere on the internet. But I did that then. So that had some very interesting consequences, because people were very sensitive 2 years ago to what bishops were up to, and thank goodness they're still sensitive to it today. So I don't want to say things have changed. I don't even want to say things have changed for the better, but that's a different story altogether. The point about it is that mistaken identity and the projections that people put onto you. So I'm only guessing that as I go around and I look at other people during the day today, I'll be also projecting my own theories onto them, imagining that that person there, you know, is a fruit and vegetable merchant from Marseille, and this person here is that. Somewhere in the late last night, I remember actually finding out what six did for a living after they had shown an interest in a photograph I'd taken of them, and we had a bit of a conversation. I found myself writing down in a notebook what their jobs were. They were great fun. They were great fun. It was a short meeting, if you like. In fact, the whole of Lourdes is a series of meetings with people in extraordinary circumstances, or everyone's on some kind of a journey, and it's actually not difficult to get them to tell you a bit about their how what they think of Lourdes and what they find the place to be like and everything. So, like, you wouldn't want to say to somebody what kind of a spiritual journey are you on. You would get you wouldn't get very far in the conversation if you did that. But if you said to someone, you know, do you come here often? You'd get a very interesting conversation. Like, there are people who are proud of the fact that they've come so often. There was a different Spanish woman who spoke French, because my Spanish is non-existent practically, but she'd been 33 times last night in that pub, a different woman altogether. She was a nurse, and she came from somewhere in the south of Spain. There's a pilgrimage from Murcia here, and there's a pilgrimage from La Mancha here. To be truthful, I can't even tell you. I don't think they're not the same place. I think La Mancha is right down south. I know that Don Quixote came into the conversation somewhere in the evening. Yeah, it's an interesting place. You meet definitely interesting people in interesting circumstances, and you suffer. You do. If you're as stupid as I was last night, you stay out until a certain hour. And now look at it. I wake at 9:20. Probably late for something in addition to breakfast. But I'll wash, take some clothes on, and I'll walk out and take what I find. And this is all part of my pilgrimage. Yeah, that's my attitude. And everything that happens, including getting up late, staying up late, ending, that this is a pilgrimage. And no two people's pilgrimages are the same anyway.